You're listening to the weekly Portland podcast. For a complete list of episodes, visit pdxpod.com or find us on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.
Today we chat with Marissa Sullivan of the popular street fashion blog Portland's Pretty, now also a regular feature in the Portland Mercury. You can see Marissa's handiwork at the blog's official website at portlandspretty.com. You're listening to the weekly Portland podcast with Gregory Day. I'm Gregory Day. What a coincidence. So I caught up with Marissa on East Burnside at the Ron Toms patio, and we had a great chat about the long-running blog, fashion, and her life here in the Rose City. So let's jump right to it. Let's meet our special guest today, Marissa Sullivan of Portland's Pretty. Marissa Sullivan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
This is exciting.
Portland's
Pretty is a big deal. This blog is huge.
Is it?
Did you have any idea when you started you'd be going on for 7+ years?
No, I had no idea. It was a 100% whim when I started it.
100% whim?
Yes. I stole my friend's camera at a party, and that's how it began. We went to Sticks and Stones kiddie pool party. I think it was the first annual, saw so many cute people there. I just thought, this is too good to be true, too good to pass up. I want to take pictures of them. And I went home and got a WordPress blog like that night and put those pictures up, and I've been doing it ever since. I didn't have a job when I moved here. I was an intern at the Mercury. I got an invite to everything, and so I went. I didn't say no to any invite I got. I was interning for Marjorie Skinner, who was the fashion editor at the Mercury, who I owe a lot to, and who is a lovely person and still remains a close friend. In fact, getting happy hour with her tomorrow. When she couldn't go to something, when I wanted to go to something, she let me. So I got to go to all the local fashion shows. It was Portland Fashion Week back then. It's since sort of had a split.
Yes.
I just went to it all. I did it all. And it was probably one of the most fun times of my life. I was just a young girl of 29 back then, and just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
So this was 2011?
2010.
2010.
Yeah,
okay.
2010. Yeah. And it was, you know, the first year that Portlandia had been filmed here. I got to interview Fred and Carrie. And some would say that was the ultimate demise of what is now Portland, 7 years later. And they are in their last season, in fact. Marjorie has been quoted to say that my nightlife is somewhat like athletic. I have an athletic approach to getting out there and going to everything. So I take that as a compliment. I think that a lot of people would say street style has jumped the shark, especially in New York when it's New York Fashion Week, or any fashion week for that matter, because those people are all dressing to get their photo taken. They're completely dressing up. They know what they're getting into. They know what they're walking into. They know how to pose. They're mostly models. That's not the case in Portland. So it still has an authentic feel, I hope. Obviously, you know, there are events where people dress to the nines, and that's awesome. I love taking their pictures, but I don't think anyone necessarily expects to walk out of their door and have their picture taken. So that's sort of neat about this city still, I think.
What strikes me is that you've stuck at it for so long, and it's kind of unique in that respect. I mean, a lot of blogs, you know, they take breaks or what have you. They disappear. They evolve into something else. You've kept at this for 7+ years. What do you attribute your staying power to?
You know, that is weird to me too. I am a quitter, like George Costanza. I definitely took some, there was some lulls. If you go back, you could see some serious breaks in the blog. And then the Mercury picked it up, and now I have an editor, speaking of being edited, and I have due dates. So, you know, it's not just my hobby anymore. I do have a day job. You know, the paper's got to get out, and they expect me to do it. So now it is something that really is, it has to get done, and I appreciate that. I appreciate being back at it. I would always be sad when I, you know, saw somebody great and didn't take their picture. So I guess the staying power is, it's like one and the same. Marissa and Portland's Pretty. Most people just call me that, you know, as a lot of people get called by their Instagram handles. I think a lot of people just know me as that. And I don't mind it. I've really enjoyed it. I've gotten to know so many different people.
You must have met so many people.
So many. So many of my friends. My brother comes to visit, and he calls me the mayor of Portland. I can say hello to, you know, I mean, I walk into a place, and I definitely have taken someone's picture in here. Just looking out in the patio here at Ron Tom's right now.
Really?
Yeah, probably somebody out here. I love it. It's great.
And is that just like a natural extension of your own personality, or has it helped you develop your more gregarious sort of personality? Because you're taking people's photos, kind of an intimate thing.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good question. I've never been asked that, and I would say that it was meant for me. Some people are way too shy for this job. Even sometimes I am. But give me a glass of wine, and I'll go out and ask anybody if I can take their picture. I've always been outgoing, so it didn't, you know, that first time around you asked me how it all started at that kiddie pool party, it was easy. I immediately got to know everybody at that party, and those Sticks and Stones guys are my friends forever now. And I tell them that they're the OGs. I owe them the blog. I don't think I would know what street style is if it wasn't for the Sartorialist. I don't think most people would. So I think that Scott Schumer, I believe is his name. I hope I'm saying that right. Is definitely most street style photographers' inspiration. But I mean, I don't consider myself a photographer. I am constantly embarrassed by the photos that I take, and I hope that, you know, people don't critique them too much, because that's not really what I'm about. But that being said, I thought I wanted to be a photographer when I was young. I took photography in high school, back when there was film, and I sold cameras right out of high school and developed film at a place called Ritz Camera. So I do have experience with that. I loved Cindy Sherman when I was a kid. I loved that she basically was the inventor of the selfie.
She invented the selfie?
So to speak. I mean, she, you know, her whole thing was dressing up and taking pictures of herself.
Right.
Back when,
right.
You know, she would have a self-timer.
Yes.
So she was definitely somebody that I would stand out to me. A few years back, I guess 2 years ago, the Portland Art Museum showed Paige Powell. There was a small exhibit.
That was 2015.
And That was super inspiring to me. I didn't know about her.
Oh, you did attend.
I did attend, yeah. I wanted to see it. And I had, not too long before that, caught Keith Haring's exhibit in San Francisco with my mom, actually. I think it was at the, I want to say it was at the Keith Haring's exhibit, probably 2015 or 14. And I remember we, this is something that you do with your mom. You go ahead and get the headphones because mom will splurge for that. You don't do that when you're a tourist, or you don't do that when you're by yourself, or I don't rather. But so we were listening to the commentary on the headphones, and they said something about Keith Haring's first exhibit in New York. And the crowd there was Madonna, Basquiat, they might have even said the Beastie Boys and some others. Just like, you know, the New York scene back then. It was
right,
probably 81,
I
think.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, God, I would love to be a fly on a wall in that. Just the stories, the sounds, the people, the clothes. And Paige Powell was.
You know, there's so much energy in those photos.
Yeah.
That you just want to be in that photo. You want to be in there at that moment. So you sort of are a fly on the wall visually when you look at these photos. You're just brought to the center of all the action, all the excitement.
Right.
You know, that's what I think you're doing. You're part of this dialogue in Portland now. You're capturing a lot of people. There's a lot of energy out there, and you can just sort of sense the happiness of your subjects. I mean, are you looking, is it always about the clothes? Is it about the persona, the attitude?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the clothes. That's what street style is. It starts with the clothes, but it is so much more. And that's something that I also credit the sartorialist with, is that sometimes it's a random person at brunch that he would take, at least back in the day it was, when I started looking at it. It has to be an attitude. It has to be a hairstyle. It has to be, it says Portland's pretty. It is not about someone's face. It's not about looks. It's not about size. I try to get every size, color, shape. But it starts with a look and then it goes from there. And of course, confidence goes a long way.
It's definitely curated. It's through your eyes. Portland through your eyes.
Definitely,
I'm curious, what is your vision? What do you look for with people? Is it just like instantly when someone walks into the room, like, wow, that guy's got a leather jacket on?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's such a good question. All I can say, I think the only way I can answer that is I've been looking at fashion magazines since I was 12. I have been a subscriber of Harper's Bazaar since I was 13. I loved Sassy. I loved 17, YM,
I remember Sassy.
Sassy was great. Definitely had a subscription to that. I was never a Vogue girl, for what it's worth. And I will say that I grew up at skate parks. Skateboarders are a fashionable people.
It's true.
I wouldn't, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that.
It's like punk rock.
Yeah, indeed. And in the 90s, just, you know, guys would put on different shoes to skate, and then they'd have these crispy shoes to, you know, go to the bars in or whatever. So that really shaped my style. So all I can say is that my eye is my eye. It's almost instant. I like it or I don't. And it has to be from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. If their shoes are off, if their hair is off, if their makeup is weird, I want it to be the whole package. And so what I used to do actually is face, body, shoes. And then I realized that would just get old, and I kind of changed my ways a bit. But, yeah, the shoes count a lot. In fact, the shoes
count.
Are probably the first thing.
Go cheap on everything else. Don't go cheap on the shoes.
It's true.
That's what I always say.
So, yeah, punk rock, skateboarding, and...
Are you from California?
I am, indeed. I'm from Northern California, though. My parents are San Francisco natives.
It's the best
I grew
part
up in
of California. The northern part of California.
Thank you, yes.
I was going to ask about your background. I mean, you came to Portland in 2010.
Indeed.
And
got right to work.
What is your background?
So, randomly, my background is, I mean, if you want to go degree, I have a degree in English. It didn't really get me very far. Or maybe it did. I don't know. I have a degree in English.
You have a regular column in a published paper.
So there you go. There you go.
Led to something.
I must have learned something at that state school in Colorado. Background though, like job wise, I was working at a real estate company. I did a ton of retail in my teens and 20s. I worked at Gap was my first job. I worked at Urban Outfitters. I sold cameras. Just
Gap used to be like Calvin Klein.
Gap used to be cool, like really cool. In fact, I just rewatched all of the 90s Gap
Those
commercials.
Ads are just they're really, really.
Remember when swing was a thing?
It was so simple. It was so basic.
Yeah,
and it was beautiful.
There was this
black and white images. Yeah. And just the simplicity.
I actually own a book of Gap portraits that I covet.
They were beautiful.
I love it. Yeah.
They were beautiful. It was the simplicity. It reminded me so much of Calvin Klein's aesthetic.
Agreed. Yeah. Definitely some kids that didn't grow up in the 90s don't know about those CK1 ads.
It's true. I mean, that's the benefit of age. You have a bit of, I get some of the
what
references.
I like to say.
Okay. So I'd like to ask you, how has this blog affected you business-wise, personally? I mean, you've talked about it before, like you've made connections. What are these connections, where's that gone? What has that led to? Where's it going? Because you're out there. I mean, you're a personality.
I'm out there. Sure. I mean, sure. It hasn't really gone anywhere yet. In the 7 years I've been doing it.
It's led to this Portland Mercury.
It got me this podcast, baby.
It got you a podcast, and you're in the Portland Mercury every week, other week.
I discredit that sometimes because the Portland Mercury is family to me. I've been part of it for so long that I forget people
That's
read it.
A lot of eyes.
Indeed,
and you're representing Portland in a very aesthetically pleasing way. And
thank you for reminding
me. It's a very fun column.
Thank you.
And I think you really got your finger on the pulse.
I really appreciate that. You write it every week and then you send it out and you don't think anybody looks
That's
at
true.
It.
That's true.
That's
how it is with creative endeavors. I
mean, you really don't think anybody pays attention.
You're just thinking about the next one.
Exactly.
You just think about the next photos.
Yeah.
You have a very workmanlike approach. You're very, very on top of it that way. Like you go to a party, can you relax? Or are you thinking about taking photos?
It depends. Sometimes I, will do it at the beginning and then I put it away and I say, now I'm going to have fun or I'm only working this time or I'm only not working. It just depends. But usually it's one and the same and it's not work and that's why I've been doing it so long.
It's not work.
It's an excuse to chat. it really isn't. It's barely work, And I love recapping it. I love remembering what I just saw. And sending it off to the editor. I love that. And to answer your question, what's coming next is hopefully some bigger things, actually. It's interesting that you asked me to do this because this falls on a time where I am hopefully expanding the blog to other things. I would love to start doing T-shirts and merch and actually doing a little bit of clothing.
Collaborations, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I can see that happening.
And doing more than just street style. I love this city so much. I truly found my home when I moved here, and I celebrate it every day. I've given food tours in this town as a job. I have, worked at the weekly paper. I know all the bar owners. I know all the restaurant owners, and I know all the retail shop owners, and I love them all. And I want to... I want to make sure they're in the blog as well. I want to make sure I'm covering everything about Portland.
Right.
So that's what's next.
Look, I admire your staying power. To do anything for 7+ years it's a relationship. So.
It's actually the longest relationship I've ever had, and I just realized that. I've never had a job for longer than 3 years, nor have I had a boyfriend, so there you go.
You can eat your burrito, by the way.
Okay.
I'm keeping you from your food.
That's okay. I'm even looking around on a patio right here. I see thrifted clothing, and I like it. And that is what
clothing?
I was thrifted.
Thrifted clothing.
Thrifted
yes.
clothing. And that is what Portland has always been about. We have the bins. People go to the bins. You know.
Do you go to the bins?
You know, I am very upset to say I've never been. I've tried to get people to take me. I do thrift, though. I have a Goodwill right by my house. I go there at least once a week. I just make sure I'm not missing anything. I've always thrift shopped. I used to go to this Salvation Army by my old home in California. Yeah, always been a huge fan of thrifting. But what I was going to say about what's my take is that it's unique. It's original. We don't care about brands. We care more about...
It's unique.
100%. 100% unique. And, you know, it's not about who you're wearing. It's about what and how you're wearing it. And I still think that holds true for the most part here in Portland. I do see it fading a bit. I see people caring about what they drive. I see people caring about, you know, the sunglasses they wear, as I mentioned earlier. Those things will happen. It's growing pains. The city's getting bigger. It's getting wealthier. We're getting better jobs. That's good. It's a good thing. People will say that, you know, my blog is the reason that, you know, Portland has changed. But you know what? We're still on a patio listening to the breeders.
I love Portland. I came here for a reason. That spirit's still alive. And folks like you are just helping, you know, just reinvigorating me all the time. I mean, the spirit is not dead.
I hope not.
Even people who are involved in Portlandia, a lot of them are Portland folks.
It's
people
true.
People who've been here a long, long time. And they're getting some exposure. And they deserve it. It's a two-edged sword. You know, you've sort of absorbed that Portland ideal and aesthetic. And I think it just grabs you instantly when you come to this city. You know, I've been here 17 years.
Wow.
And I feel like if someone disses Portland, I take it personally.
I do, too. I do, too. In fact, a lot of my friends, you know, keep saying, I got to get out. I got to get out. It's changing. It wasn't what it was. That's a good thing and a bad thing. And, yeah, it does hurt. And I do think about it sometimes. And then I think, where would I go? 17 years is a long time. You've seen it all. But what I would say about that is it's, you know, every time I think Portland's changing, I still see the guy with the mohawk and the leather jacket
it's
walking
true.
Down the street.
Yes.
And I think, okay, we're okay.
He still exists.
He still exists.
As long
that
as
means
that guy's
we're going
still there.
To be okay.
Yes, we're going to be okay. That's a great way to put it.
You can always get a hold of me at hi@portlandspretty.com.
That's
if
where
you
I
need
got hold of
anything.
You. Yes.
It's true, you did. And that is also on my Instagram. It's just @portlandspretty.
Very popular Instagram, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
You flatter. I don't know about that. But, yeah, the email's there, and I love to hear from you guys. I have a bi-monthly article in Portland Mercury, the Portland Mercury, and
yes, it's a street style blogger.
Yes.
Yes.
And people write me there as well. I've got, you know, people that were upset that I didn't mention this or didn't have this size, and I always write back. I promise I will get back to you. I love to hear the feedback. So right away.
Marissa Sullivan, it's been a pleasure. I learned a lot today about Portland's Pretty, about you. And what you're doing is something very special. You're providing a service to the city, and I really appreciate that and everything you do. Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. I really had fun today. Thanks a bunch.
All right, fist bump. All right, awesome.
And thank you for listening to the Weekly Portland Podcast at pdxpodcast.com. My name is Gregory Day. We will see you next week. Please join me. Why?